Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nestor sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to March 30th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. A new date for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics has been announced. The games are now set to open on July 23rd, 2021. My colleague Gwen Uten tells us how the postponed Olympic Games has affected Kenyan marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Prince Nesta. The confirmed new date for the Olympic and Paralympic Games comes less than 1 week after organizers were forced to delay the Games because of the coronavirus outbreak. Following an executive board meeting where the new date was set, Tokyo 2020 CEO Yoshiro Mori said Olympic organizers were committed to setting a date as fast as possible so the athletes will be prepared. One such athlete is Kenyan Olympic champion and world record marathon runner Eliud Kipchoge, who said when he heard the Tokyo Games had been postponed, his initial reaction was shock.
It was just relaxing. I got the news that Olympic Games 2020 has been postponed to maybe next year. And I was a little shocked, but and I had to go back and just think more. But by thinking, then I said, this is not a bad idea to actually postpone. You know, Olympic Games is where everybody wants to participate. It's everybody wants to compete. It's in the dreams of every sportsman in this world.
Kenya has confirmed over 40 coronavirus cases, including one fatality, and a dusk-to-dawn curfew has been enforced to prevent the spread of the disease. And Kipchoge said as the pandemic continues to be a growing threat, his family's safety is his top priority.
I'm totally concentrating on myself. I'm totally concentrating on the safety of the whole family. And that's all, because it's still early. It's the virus has really hit us in a hard way and in an unprepared way. That's why you need to focus. Personally, I'm focusing on how the people, my family and myself, will be safe for the next months to come.
The coronavirus outbreak has forced the cancellation of sporting events across the globe, and that includes the now rescheduled London Marathon that was set to be Kipchoge's first running event since he clocked a landmark sub-2-hour marathon time last year. He says he will continue his early morning runs to keep fit and ready to defend his Olympic title next year, but he admits he now has the added challenge of running alone.
When I have people around me, it's really easy. But when I'm running alone, you know, it's hard to run alone. So when you have people around, you know, the pace is okay, and you just talk when you are around, when you are running, and you enjoy the run. But this one is that you need to keep silent and run by your own, do your own things. And but above all, I'm trying to keep more fit in case this virus actually disappears very soon, and we'll resume and start our training and our lives again.
In the meantime, Kipchoge has a message for the world on winning the fight against COVID-19.
My message to the whole sporting fraternity, the whole world, is that we're actually on our compounds and in our houses during this time of COVID-19. But all in all is that get yourself something to do within the compound. Just have some steps to run on. Just let us keep fit. Let us keep fit, both physically and mentally, by reading some newspapers, being the family, watch good movies together, which can make us and the days move and you get more knowledge. So that's my message to all of us. Above all is that we should be disciplined. In order to be fit, we should be disciplined and respect what healthy organization has said. And together, within a couple of months to come, this COVID-19 will go away.
That's Olympic champion Eliud Kipchoge, who hopes to win gold again next year in Tokyo. The Olympic opening ceremony is now set for July 23rd, and the games will run through August 8th, 2021. And that is all from me for now. Prince Nesta, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. While football is suspended in the UK and across most parts of the world because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's business as usual in Belarus. The Belarusian Premier League is attracting attention from foreign fans as one of the few places around the globe where league fixtures are still being played as scheduled, with fans still attending matches across a country that has not yet implemented restrictions on mass gatherings. Saturday's derby between two teams from the country's capital, FC Minsk and Dynamo Minsk, drew about 3,000 fans, and supporters flouted World Health Organization guidelines for social distancing. According to WHO statistics, Belarus, a country with a population of 9.5 million, has recorded about 100 cases of coronavirus and zero deaths. Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko has said that concerns about the coronavirus pandemic in the former Soviet Republic were quote-unquote psychosis, and has previously suggested working the tractors, going to saunas and drinking vodka could prevent the virus. Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. We now head to Nigeria, where despite the cancellation of major sporting events, the Nigerian Ministry of Sports Development has pledged to honor its contract with athletes within and outside the country. Samson Nomale reports from Abuja.
We begin the sports in Nigeria, where despite the cancellation or postponement of major sporting events within and outside the country, Nigerian Ministry of Youth and Sports Development says it will keep and honor all contracts with its athletes. Nigerian Minister of Youth and Sports, Sunday Dari, speaking to the media in Abuja, said the athletes can fall back on the funds made available by the Adapt an Athlete campaign to train and keep in shape at these trying times.
The Nigerian Authority, through the sports ministry, called off the National Sports Festival. Several of our athletes overseas could not practice again because the sporting facilities were shut down. What we have done as a ministry and as a country is to be in touch with each one of them because we have a database to know what their plans are, to know what support they need. The Adopt an Athlete plan that we have, the funds are going to them. So we're happy that those funds can help them at this period when some of them cannot even make money from competitions. They're free to leverage on that. They can also look for indoor facilities where they can practice, they can pay to use those facilities. So there's a continuous engagement with our athletes.
He reaffirmed that the country will stick to taking part in other 11 sports when the Tokyo Olympic takes place at a rescheduled date next year.
Yes, we've agreed there will be 11 sports. We're going to stick to that. A couple of qualifiers are still pending. Not all of them have completed their qualifiers, about seven have completed their qualifiers. Funds are already approved. As soon as they can go for the qualifiers, when there's a stem in the COVID-19 spread, they will definitely. Don't also forget that preparing for the Olympics is a continuum. The athletes must continue to practice.
Now to football news. Nigeria international and Manchester United striker Odion Ighalo's superb strike against Austria's Lansk in the Europa League has won Manchester United's Match Goal of the Month award. The Nigeria's driven strike to open scoring for the Red Devils after an impressive ball juggling pulled 32% of votes. Ighalo beat off fierce competition from Scott McTominay's immemorable late goal against Manchester City and Bruno Fernandes' first strike against Everton. Ghana Football Association General Secretary Prosper Harrison Ado has stated that clubs will be given time to prepare their teams before the Premier League resumes after the coronavirus pandemic. The top flight is in the second week of a one-month suspension as part of the measures to curb the spread of the disease. Ghana legend and former Asante Kotoko star Opoku Afria is dead. The 1978 African Cup of Nations winner died in Kumasi on Sunday, aged 75. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Manchester City midfielder Ilkay Gundogan says it would only be fair for rivals Liverpool to be awarded the Premier League trophy if the season cannot be completed due to the coronavirus outbreak. Gundogan told German broadcasters that Liverpool, which features Egyptian playmaker Mo Salah and Senegal's talisman Sadio Mane, deserve to be crowned champions given the massive 25-point lead over second-place City, the current holders, which has left them just 2 wins away from the title. Premier League clubs are due to meet on 3rd April, when it's almost certain the current postponement until the end of April will be extended again. Postponement will take it past the official end of the English Football League season and towards the last round of Premier League fixtures, which was supposed to be on 17th May.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. With football on hold across the world, Juventus' first team squad and coach Maurizio Sarri have agreed to give up 4 months' wages to help the club manage the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The soccer team, owned by the Agnelli family, will cut players' salaries, including that of five-time Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo, and expects to save about $100 million for the 2019-2020 financial year. The old lady leads Serie A by 1 point in the race for the Scudetto and is one of Europe's biggest clubs and by far Italy's most successful domestically. Players at other major European clubs, including German side Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund, have all agreed to take pay cuts. Barcelona have also announced that all staff at the club, including the players, will have their wages cut temporarily as they attempt to minimize the financial effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Barca faces losing millions of euros in television receipts and prize money if the season cannot be completed or if, in the worst case scenario, it's written off altogether. Any reduction will apply not only to the men's first team, but also to the club's other professional teams, including the women's first team and the basketball team.
Hello, this is Miro Juma, the bronze medalist, Commonwealth 2018 Australia Gold Coast. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports on A Voice of America.
With the sports world still processing the postponement of the Tokyo Olympics because of the novel coronavirus pandemic, Sunny Side of Sports contributor Dan Fidel caught up with Phoebe Bacon, a 17-year-old swimmer who has one of the fastest times in the world in the 100-meter backstroke, to see what she thought of the Olympics being pushed back to 2021.
We're joined now on the Sunny Side of Sports by Phoebe Bacon. Phoebe is a 17-year-old swimmer from just outside of Washington, D.C., really just a few miles north of Voice of America's studios. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports, Phoebe.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So if you haven't heard of Phoebe, just wanted to give you a little bit of background. She's a 17-year-old who specializes in the backstroke. Her goal was to try to qualify for the 2020 Olympics. She's a high school senior, and she was going to try to swim in the USA Swimming Olympic Trials coming up later this year in the 100-meter backstroke, the 200-meter backstroke, the individual medley, and possibly the butterfly. Did I miss anything there, Phoebe?
Nope, you got them all.
So, Phoebe, when you got the sense that the Olympics might be pushed back a little bit into the fall, potentially, how did that affect your mindset? I can imagine that suddenly it wasn't easy to find places to train during the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah. Well, slowly as pools and areas were beginning to shut down kind of before the main announcement of the postponement. It was definitely a struggle to find pool space, but my mind was still kind of set and focused, like Olympic trials and so on. Like, it was still focused. I was driving out to Northern Virginia, swam there for a few days until that got closed down, and then I was out of the water for a little, for another 2 days or one day. And right now I'm swimming at a family friend's pool, basically in their backyard basement.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So yeah. What kind of workouts can you do in a pool that isn't what you're used to swimming in? Give our listeners a little bit of an illustration as to what your workouts have been like.
It's definitely been tricky to get the yardage that I usually do, but I have been able to do a lot more focus on the technique of my stroke and working towards that, making sure I'm getting as much pull as I can out of each stroke that I do. And it's been a lot of fun because it's me and two other swimmers and our coach that we're swimming with. So it's a small group, and since we can't really do the 6,000-7,000 plus yards in a practice, it's been a lot of focus and kind of just playing around, just keeping myself in the water, keeping me fit and active, opposed to getting a good workout in.
We're joined on the Sunny Side of Sports by Phoebe Bacon, a 17-year-old Olympic hopeful from Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. So, Phoebe, when you were made aware that the Olympics would be pushed back a year, what was your reaction?
Initially, I was a little sad because it is a goal that I've been kind of looking forward to for the past 4 years, and especially once we hit 2020, it was top of my mind. It was always there. It was everything I was kind of pushing towards. And for it to get bumped back, it was sad. And so I talked with a few of my friends, my coach, some other people that have been like mentors and helpers, and they were all kind of like, "You're still young. This is just another year for you to train, get stronger, and get faster, and it shouldn't be a big worry." And so I kind of went from having not a great feeling about it to being like, "Oh wow, this could be a good thing for me. Like, this could make me better. I just need to push through it. It's just a speed bump in the big scope of things."
Yeah, that's a good perspective to have. So, of course, you'll have some transition coming up in the next few months, finishing high school and moving on to college in the fall at the University of Wisconsin. In a way, maybe it might be nice to cross off a couple of those milestones without having to worry about getting yourself into top condition for the Olympic trials and then potentially holding that through to the Olympics. Have you thought about it in that way, that maybe you'll be able to get some of those things crossed off your list and then focus on next spring with kind of a fresh perspective?
I think so. Definitely this senior year of mine, it's been a little more on the rough side because I've been, I guess, a little nervous, a little stressed because it was a huge year. But now with that stress kind of relieved onto next year, I've been able to just relax a little bit more and be able to hopefully enjoy the rest of my senior year and then have a relaxing summer before heading off to college.
However, you are an athlete after all. So assuming you do get a chance to compete sometime in, let's say, 3 or 4 months, it's one of the events maybe that's in the fall, how's it going to feel to get back in the water for a real race after all this training?
I know. I'm itching to race. I'm so excited. Right before everything began to shut down, my team was supposed to go down to Florida for our huge kind of end of the short course season year meet, and that was taken away, so I didn't really get to race, and I can't wait for the next meet to come. I'm so ready to put on a fast suit and just go fast.
So if you're able to kind of hold your horses until that point, what are some of the things that you'll be doing just to kind of keep yourself fresh and keep yourself in shape, but also make sure that you don't get burned out waiting?
Following what my coach is having to say, like a lot of the swimming that I'm doing right now is just stay fit, stay active, stay in the water. I'm keeping up with my dry lands and like lift workouts and going a little bit heavier because I'm doing less swimming. And I'm really right now during this time period and probably for the next 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks due to what's happening in the world, just having fun with the sport, bringing it back to that and taking away that stress and the demand that swimming does have on you and your body, and just having fun with it and keeping a smile when I'm at practice.
That's young swimmer Phoebe Bacon speaking with Dan Friedel about her plans for the next year now that the Olympics are postponed to 2021. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. UEFA President Alexandra Kefrin has admitted that the current football season could be ruled void if leagues are unable to resume in some fashion by the end of June. Such a decision would incense clubs holding likely unassailable leads, including Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain. UEFA has already suspended the Champions League and Europa League, and also postponed the planned May finals in Istanbul as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. With many countries either in a state of lockdown or having imposed social distancing measures, the prospect of football in full stadiums would appear an unlikely scenario in the weeks and the months ahead. Kefrin also admitted that when football does resume, it may have to be done behind closed doors, simply to get fixtures played as quickly as possible.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Formula One could shorten Grand Prix weekends and race into January if that helps salvage a season ravaged by the coronavirus. That's according to Ferrari boss Mattia Binotto. The opening race in Australia on March 15th was cancelled, and the showcase Monaco Grand Prix in May has also been scrapped, the first time since 1954 that it has not featured on the championship calendar. A further 6 rounds have been postponed, and more look likely to follow with countries in lockdown. But Formula One bosses have said they hope to get back on track sometime in the European summer with a reduced season of 15 to 18 races. The 2020 championship was originally meant to have a record 22 races, with Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton hoping to equal Michael Schumacher's record 7 titles and surpass the Ferrari great's unprecedented 91 wins. Hamilton so far has 84 wins and could be kept waiting on both accounts if the sport is unable to put together enough races. And that wraps up March 30th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Barrow. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA. VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.